standing. Dog is thinking, and this body, and bulldog, and greyhound, and man is also thinking, I'm American, I'm Indian. But they do not know their real identity. And they're fighting like dogs. And this is going on in the name of civilization. And when he took forward Bhagavad Gita, the first lesson is that asachyāna nusūtastaṁ kukyāvādhāṁsya. Arjuna, you're talking like a very learned man, but you're lamenting about the body. But actually, gatāsaṁ or gatāsaṁ sanāmu sūtanti. So far the body is completely lump of matter. So whether it is dead or alive, nobody seriously thinks of it. No learning, pandita. Of course, those are fools, rascals, they can take. But those who are actually learning, they do not talk about the body. Now, upon this statement, just see the world situation. Everyone is busy on the concept of body. So what is the position of the world? Apandita, ignorance. And such people are going on as learned scholars, politicians, and leaders, and so on. So how there can be peace? If you bring different types of dogs, greyhound and bulldog and Indian dog, and bring them, the United Dog Association, will there be peace? That is good. I declare in Melbourne, in a public meeting, that the United Nations is the unity of barking dogs. I thought it was published in the paper, and they also criticized me. The Sami has come to hound. But that is actually the fact. If you become impartial judge, not on behalf of CID or anyone, then you see the actual.
That is the truth, eternal truth.
We are speaking about Krishna. So if I say that Krishna says like this, and it is a fact, then what is our fault? But they are taking it seriously, especially nowadays in Western countries. They are opposing that this philosophy is brainwashed. So this is our position. Satyam bhuryat priyam bhuryat ma bhuryat satyam apriyam. One situation is that if you can speak truth if it is palatable. If it is unpalatable, don't speak. But this thing cannot be maintained when you are preaching a spiritual life. There we cannot cheat. Spiritual life must be declared very frankly. Not that we have to declare, it is already declared. Krishna says, Sri Nasmin Jathadehi Kumar, Jathadehan. The spirit soul is using this body. The body is defined by the spirit soul. as it is changing, the body is changing. Similarly, after death, so-called death, because spirit has no death, no birth, no jayasana, mriyateva. So this knowledge is the beginning of spiritual life. And if you are preaching, they are opposite. India is opposite. They take Bhagavad Gita and they mislead them. And we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our fault. So what you can do? Can you suggest?
I am a layman, what?
No, and if I cheat in the name of Bhagavad Gita, then I become a great leader.
Organization has done an extraordinary job of spreading the message of Krishna to the world, the message of Bhagavad Gita.
Well, at least Indians should join this movement. They are killing the West, Western countries. They are opposing beings. Those who are thoughtful, they are thinking that if this movement allowed to go on, then our civilization will be finished. That is it. They are right. They are right. See, this young man, that go on under my instruction. I shall finish their sins.
John.
That's a fact. No meat eating in Western countries. No intoxication. No illicit sex. No gambling. That means their life is finished. And we are imitating that we are becoming advanced in civilization. And we are condemned.
But most of the people have realized that that is not a real sign of advancement.
It is folly to be wise for the ignorance.
People have uplift us. Shown the sense that this is what they call advancement, which is, it is not. Even the people themselves are realized that advancement has led them to some sort of monotony. Which they want to avoid and they want to.
Then first of all, we must know the destiny of life. What is the destiny of life? Then, whether we are advancing or degrading, then it will be decided. But they do not know the destiny of life. They are so fools, they are thinking that this life is for 100 years, and after 100 years, everything is finished. The Russian big professors, they think like that. I went to Moscow, and I talked with Indologists. They say, Samiji, after this body is finished, everything.
I read somewhere that this scientist are making a search through electronics as to what happens to the soul when man dies. What actually happens when man dies? What is?
Well, you may study with electronics and all that, but it is an open secret.
Yes.
The soul departs from the body and it is a lump of matter. What is the difference between a lump of matter and the dead body. We see practically motor car when it is no more workable. It is a lump of matter. What is value? Who cares for the motor car? Of course, we do not see here, but in the Western countries, there are many places. Oh, hundreds and thousands of cars.
Young cars.
Hundreds and thousands. Here, of course, we have not so many cars. But there, many cities are there. They are gathered together. And then they are pressed and thrown to the iron factory. And again, melted in fire. So similarly, when the light is not there, it is a lump of matter.
Yeah.
So, it is lump of matter. Just like the motor car, when it was being driven by driver, it has value. But when it is not to be driven anymore, it is no value. Similarly, but the motor car is the same. It is the driver that is important. Similarly, the soul is important, not this body. But the modern civilization accepting this body as the important, and they have no information of the driver, soul.
They try to decorate it, right. The body.
Dead body.
Which is the creating a dead body.
Yeah.
No, but I'll tell you, Prabhupada, that this lot of awakening in the minds of people.
This education is lacking throughout the whole world, and we have started this movement to give this education, and people are awake. That means they have become so fallen that they cannot even take up right knowledge. The same proverb, it is folly to be wise for the ignorant. So we have to struggle against this darkness. But we have to do it. This is our mission. We cannot stop it. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, paropokar. People are kept in darkness, and that is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's mission also. Jadajadati dhanmasandrani bhavati vāra. When people are misguided, tadātmānam sijāmaham, at that time I can't know. So the whole world is misguided and this bodily concept of life. And this Krishna consciousness movement means Krishna has come down in the shape of this movement. That is the deal. Nam rupe Krishna kali kale avata. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna is incarnated in the form of this name, Hare Krishna. Therefore, in this age, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaje. This is Indian Samadhi Sastra. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Mukta Sangha, he becomes free from all this material contamination. And Parambhaje, he goes back, home back. So this name is not given, this Krishna is absolute. There is no difference between his name and himself. And that is one time in the Shastra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Shastra recommends. We are just following their footprints there. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan hi bhakti eko mahan gulam. This Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. So, But there is one great opportunity in this ocean of thoughts. What is that? Kirtana Deva Krishna Sa Mukta Sarvaka. That is a great facility to this lesson. That if they chant Hare Krishna mantra, they become free from all contaminations and become fit for going back home. This is an authorized movement. This is not a concoction, manufactured idea. So we are doing that. Unfortunately, the people, not all, and majority.
Well, it has gained a tremendous spontaneous response, and people, this trend has shown that people have taken liking from their soul, not just.
These young men, they are very serious. Otherwise, what business they have got to join me? They are taking it seriously. And with their help, I am little able to push on this man. But they are taking it seriously. And big learning scholars, they have opined that this movement is not going to die.
I saw the photograph of this, the Vinoba Bhave meeting with Vinoba Bhave.
They showed him pictures about a Varda meeting. I just showed him pictures about a Varda meeting.
Acharya Bhave, Vinoba Bhave.
Vinoba Bhave is also, he has issued some statement.
He said what Prabhupada has done, no one has done.
Otherwise, how can the West would have come to know about Krishna?
He said all books by Prabhupada. All. I was telling my book sales
are
8 to 10 lakh rupees a day. And all by Guruji.
Bring another
all.
Can you imagine?
Srila Prabhupada writes one book per month. Big books. That means 1,17,000 big books. 90,737 medium books. Medium books are the smaller. 63,332 small books and 437,420, that is 4 lakhs back to Godhead. Total in 1 week, 7,09,686 books. In 1 week,
only such a big big library or such a book editing.
Prabhupada produces one book a month.
Now, I am talking to you as a CIG officer. Now, here is my dictaphone.
Yes, this is the Prabhupada.
It is not working.
It's not coming.
So, the whole night I write books, and then this is tight, and the daytime, the title, and then it is composed, and then it is made into book, and we take so much trouble to sell it, as you got this telegram. And you collect money, and they send money, 10 lakhs of rupees in India, and I construct the temple, not only us. So, is that my fault?
No.
man who would say if it is a fault, either he would say mad or would be.
In this old age, 81 years I am working day and night just to preach this Krishna consciousness.
This is absolutely a service to God and humanity. Whatever talent you have, whatever comes out of your mouth, what becomes a religious teaching,
yeah?
Out of which you write books, out of the from the proceeds of that book you construct the temple. Wholeheartedly towards the God. Whole life is devoted to God.
And for this book, as author, if I have taken royalty, my daily income would have been 1,50,000. I don't take a single farthing. Whatever two chapatis they give, that's all.
Then if that had been the object, this so much of this Brahmaji not would have come in reality.
I have no appetite also.
Money making.
I do not eat much. But whatever one or two chapatis they give, I take that. This is my royalty.
How this police agency they react to this in America? Do they have any difficulty with them?
Here people are suspecting that I am getting money from CIA, and they are also suspecting that I am cheating people and getting money.
So, but do they have any prohibition over this religious discourse?
Not prohibition has yet come. But individual cases, they have made in institution, and we are fighting and spending so much money to defend.
Because I read in some people that somewhere they had this county courts that given ruling that people are disturbed by the kirtans and this for 24 hours.
No, we have got judgment. We read those judgment judges.
Yes.
We have got a counter judgment also.
Now, this is from Philadelphia, Judge Alfred Luongo, U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. The Philadelphia decree was typical and included the following points. Krishna consciousness is recognized as an authentic religion. To broadcast the glories of God to all people, members of the Krishna Consciousness Society can perform Sankirtana, a missionary activity including chanting, dancing and playing cymbals and drums. The dissemination of the Word of God through preaching and reading aloud from religious literature, the distribution of religious literature, sanctified foods and flowers to the public, and the solicitation and acceptance of contributions. In performing Sankirtana, devotees can go wherever people gather, streets, byways and other public places. So we've also had decisions. Eventually we went almost all
the time. And we have got good support from the scholarly section. Yes. My big, big professor. Even one priest, Mr. Cox, he is forming an association to support this movement in Harvard University. So we have got supporters.
People are also coming in good number to join this.
Indian community, they are also supporting us.
The Indians abroad?
Abroad.
Yes,
they got life. There was no temple. There was no Harisankirtan. Now they are feeling of life. In London, every Sunday, all Indian community, they come. And during Janmashtami, 12,000 people. 12,000 people, and they contribution was 25,000
pounds
in
general.
25, one pound equal to 20.
14 rupees. Now it's 14 rupees. It's coming down every day.
And they are giving. Practically our temple is going on by the contribution of the Indians. They are giving goods, rice, dal, ghee, and our nose
gets. Lord Krishna is the city which is very close to most of the Indians. It's
yes.
Common.
Oh, sometimes they ask, what is your position, Krishna consciousness movement in India? And in India, everyone is Krishna.
Yes.
Everyone.
Because, you know, if you read from the beginning, like the childhood, all his childhood plays and mischiefs and this, from the birth,
every house, childhood. Even there are Mohammedan houses, they observe Janmashtami. I know that. One professor in Allahabad,
yes.
Kabi or something like that. I went to his place. He is a great devotee of Krishna.
There's one big movie star, not very big, Sanjay Khan.
He's
Muslim, but he wears a pendant of Krishna always. He's our member.
No.
He's promised us a donation of 10,000 rupees after his picture is released. Many Muslims, we are members now.
He is Indian Muslim. We have got Iranian Muslims. They are all devotees. Many Indians.
So, sir, I would like to remain here, but now I have to go to my office.
So, give prasad.
Yes.
Bring prasad.
Bring prasad also.
Prasad. Bring here.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Just touch my hands, that's a let and
you,
make me pure bodily.
Thank you. You come by when you
yes,
sign,
he comes regularly.
Actually, I was longing to come, so today I came. It's my great fortune that.
No, even as CID officer, you can know this is my duty. I am working hard, producing this book. Selling the telegram you see and bringing that money here. So if you think that I am still faulty, then what's the
meaning? From the beginning I have made it clear that I come here as to get some mental peace.
Thank you very much.
It's a Chinese Bhagavad Gita. Actually, Sri Vikram Swami has just come, he's been preaching in Taiwan.
Sure.